wonder if I'd be a good Muslim or not.
Assalamu alaikum.
I don't know.
Theo Von is asking the questions.
Say you're hanging out with like a Muslim guy. And do they put him on a little rug and stuff every like hour and a half? Or how does that work?
Dude, I wonder if I'd be a good Muslim or not.
Wonder if I'd be a good Muslim or not. I don't know.
You ever thought about doing it?
I think you have to be born into it or you can just do it.
Is that the case? We'll explore that and much more.
Oh, what's something that people don't know about that Hezbollah guy?
I guess he was really impressed with Hezbollah.
I don't think enough people comprehend that he's Muslim. Everyone's trying to take pictures. Everyone's like wanting to get punched in the face by him.
And now he's got questions about Islam. Let's try to answer those questions and give him an invitation to Islam.
But can he date women or it's not allowed until he's married?
Now, who's Theo Von? Theodore Capitani Von Kuronowski III, known professionally as Theo Von, is an American stand-up comedian, podcaster, actor, influencer, and former reality television personality. Let's start with he's not talking to women or dating.
I'm not really sure.
Can you look up Muslim dating practices, please?
What do you mean? Unpackage that for me. Is that like in trying to pick up girls on the street or in the clubs, online, talking to them on what, OnlyFans? As a Muslim following Islam, of course not.
He's not talking to women. He's not photographing with women. He's not in bars. Like,
but does he talk to females like his mother, sister, aunt, relatives, maybe in a store, post office? Hey, can I get some mail, can I get some milk? What size is that shirt? Like, what do you mean talking to women? Like in private, hey, baby, how you doing? Let's hook up. Or like in public, he's keeping it professional and dignified.
I know that some Muslims have multiple wives.
And yes, Islam allows him to marry up to four, not to date, not an unlimited amount of girlfriends, test driving, or girls that you might just pick up after the show or the after party just to fornicate with as many women as you'd like. But to be right with God, your creator, you do it in marriage, what's called nikah. They gave a great example as they're discussing him not going to the club to go ahead and sell out for the dollar for money.
Go to like the Wynn nightclub or whatever and just kind of get held up a little bit, maybe punch Steve Aoki in the face or something and get like $1 million.
Oh, but
he can't do it.
He can't do it. Why?
He's Muslim. So like he can't be around alcohol. He can't be. Oh. And he's serious about it. He's like a serious dude. He's 19.
Now, of course, no Muslim practicing Islam should be in the devil's playground, where all sorts of evil happens. This breeds hypocrisy in an environment where a person can lose their soul. Now, what does that mean? He's Muslim, super religious.
He's like super religious.
Oh, really?
And so...
Ever ask yourself, what's that mean, Muslim? Well, a Muslim, if you didn't know, is a submitter to the will of God, a submitter to the creator, not the creation. That's what a Muslim literally is. How about super religious? It usually has many bad connotations, many negative things that go along with it. And why do we even use that term? What does that make you? Super non-religious, the opposite? What if we list all the super qualities that come from following and living Islam, like super trustworthy, super honest, super disciplined, super hospitable, super charitable, super well-mannered, super modest. I mean, if you're really living Islam, these are a few of the super qualities that are the results of it. Aren't they super good?
Like, what is he doing?
He said, when the sun comes out, does he have to be like in a certain position? Like, what's he doing?
Now, what does that mean? Does he like when the sun comes out, he has to be in a certain position? What all?
That was hilarious. Very funny. Look, this goes into my point that Americans know nothing about Islam. And I actually went to the streets to ask this question just to prove the point and why dawah is so important.
Do you know anything about Islam?
No.
Do you know anything about Islam?
No, sadly.
Do you know anything about Islam?
Not really.
Do you know anything about Islam?
No, sorry.
Do you know what Islam means?
Islam? No.
We've been told that they're out to kill us all.
That's what you've been told, that Muslims are out to kill you all?
Well, that's what they say on TV.
Anything.
I know it's in the Middle East, isn't it?
Well, that you can have four wives.
brothers and sisters, as you can see, there are so many Americans who don't know about Islam. We need your help to change that. Help us to build the Dean Center, the first mega Dawah center in America. Click to donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.
What they do know is usually something they picked up from the hate industry.
Say you're hanging out with like a Muslim guy.
Nope.
All right.
Nah.
Pass.
The human shaitans, devils who are deliberately working 24/7 to misguide humanity and to keep them away from the truth.
And do they put them on a little rug and stuff every like hour and a half? Or how does that work?
Okay, Theo Vaughn and the like. Islam has 6 articles of faith. If you believe in these 6 articles of faith, you're basically a Muslim. Look into what they are. And I'd be more than happy to sit with you and to explain them on your show, on my show, or in private. Doesn't matter. The next step would be to prove your belief. Prove this belief. With what action? Because talk is cheap. That's where the 5 now pillars of Islam come in. The most important one, which is the key to salvation, opens up the door to paradise, keeps you away from the hellfire, which is called the shahada, the testifying to. Living it, testifying to it. What is it? Maybe one day we can go ahead and say it together, or you can do it right now. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the belief. Theo, listen to me. This is the natural way. It just goes with your innate disposition. Listen to it. The belief that there is nothing worthy of worship but the one who created you, who created creation. But you don't worship the creation, just the one God. In Arabic, Allah. In Aramaic, Allaha. This is the sister language to Arabic that Jesus spoke. And that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the final messenger. And that Moses and Jesus were also messengers of God. Not in a trinity that God had a son. What do you mean? Literal, God has baby gods. No. Metaphorically, okay, but literally doesn't make sense. Only one, not 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1. God is not his creation, nor is he in his creation, but he created creation. He's truly independent. He doesn't become born. He doesn't have children. He doesn't sleep, rest, go to the bathroom, walk the earth, have a birth date, an area code, a zip code. No, none of that.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُؤًا أَحَدٌ.
Does that make sense? Of course it does, Theo Vaughn. Of course it does. Let's end with this. I think you have to be born into it, he said.
I think you have to be born into it, or you can just do it.
Did you know that every child was born into it on the natural way of Islam as a Muslim? But your parents, we believe, your environment takes a person away from that natural way, makes them into another religion. They take them towards worshiping the creation in some way or shape or form. And then Islam brings you back to the natural way of only worshiping the one and only one God, pure, absolute monotheism. And that if you take your time, Theo Vaughn and the like, you take your time to ask your creator alone to guide you. We believe that for sure, without a doubt, the creator would guide you, that you sincerely start looking into Islam. You'll find that it is the truth. And I'm here to help you. If you want to reach out, if you like a free copy of the Quran, also go to anyone out there right now, it's my gift to you. Go to thedeanshow.com. You'll get one for free. So Theo Vaughn, if you like this message, it makes sense. We invite you to explore into it, to look into it, and we invite you to accept Islam, submission to the will of God, the Creator. Thank you very much. Hope this was a benefit and help. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.